Sunday, May 9th is a very interesting day because we have the number of endings and culminations, 9, merged with the number 19, which has both the 1 and the 9, and 19 reduced to 10 and 1. So there's lots of 1s and 9s in this code. So this definitely represents another shift day. We are doubling up the number 10-1 because May is a 10 universal month. So there is new beginnings energy, but at the same time, you do have to let go. So today's powerful code allows you to both release and renew. The Prince of Heaven number 19 merges with the number of unconditional love and wise leadership 9. Letting go is often challenging, but today it's easier as you see the light at the end of the tunnel. 9 and 1 represent that shift, so be ready to embrace new ways while really actively, consciously letting go of old patterns. You may make a big decision about your future today. May's 10 universal month vibration helps to activate the forward momentum and creative thinking to bridge the past and the present. Initiating romance is also favored. 9 does govern all kinds of love. Taking the lead, where you may have hesitated to do so until now, is greatly supported as well. If you allow these shifts into your life, you will welcome the support to implement your divine mission and your vision. And in the heavens, the moon squares Pluto. This is very deep energy as you discover how to use your intuition, your hunches, to feel emotionally empowered versus engaging in emotional power struggles or drama. So the more conscious and self-aware you are of both light and dark, the greater your perception of energy and your ability to read people and situations. You may feel heightened emotions with Pluto and the moon. Emotional excitement is strong when these planets are connected, so be patient and breathe. If you feel a reaction coming on, focus on discovering an internal awakening, a surrender, instead of projecting it outwards onto others. This transit can bring many deep discoveries. On Monday, May 10th, we have again all those ones activated, just like for May 1st, except that the 10th of May echoes the universal month number 4 May, which is also 10. So a double 10 code is merged as May's universal month number is joined by today's 10th of May. So what does 10 represent? Instant manifestation, the wheel of fortune, love and light, and then the 11 portal for the date opens up into a powerful series of new beginnings, which are infused with all those wonderful energetics, love, light, the wheel of fortune, instant manifestation. So you have tremendous forward momentum now that initiates fortune and success. It is a Monday, so it's a wonderful way to start this week. And we are about to come upon the Taurus new moon on May 11th. So this new beginnings energy will continue throughout the week. All is precipitated by divine protection, facilitated by the zero. The number 10 has zero in it, and zero brings divine protection. So surrender, listen, receive, and implement, and repeat. You are uplifting others with your dignity. Mercury sextiles Chiron on May 10th, and that means your right and left brain are balanced, and that allows your mind to really perceive and integrate very fast. You have great intuitive skills, and you can read minds easily. You just know what to say and how to respond to people, even if you don't know much about them, so you're adept at communicating. Your mind is both incisive and stable and infused with love. You have an extraordinary ability to create and convey the meaning of your creation to others. You can advise and heal, knowing exactly what to say or do. On May 11th, we have a beautiful code where the number 10 for May, 11 for May 11th, and 12 for the universal date come together and also create a 1-2-3 sequence that propels you to move into a new experience of joyful present moment living. So the 11 gateway today is opening into joy, learning, and truth. You want to really focus on creativity and playing. You are a lifelong student, and today's inspiration and deep study stimulate your imagination and intuition in a big way. So you can originate something brand new, and your relationships are also strengthened when you infuse them with that wisdom and with fun. Your intuition is enhanced, your imagination is strong, and this infusion of being intuitive and imaginative creates tremendous opportunities and births many gifts. Embrace the present moment where everything dissolves into happiness. You are excited to be alive. Now, this is, of course, the day of the new moon in Taurus, which we covered in the first segment. So have a listen to that again, where the quadruple 11 code is activated May 11th, and three planets, Mars, Uranus, and Chiron, are all at 11 degrees. So we have so much going on with Neptune and Pluto, beautiful sextiles. We've got Mars sextile Uranus, that is exact today. There's just lovely, lovely energy. It's a very uplifting, forward-moving new moon. And keep in mind, this is the final lunation and the final new moon before Mercury stations retrograde later in May. So you want to take advantage of the forward momentum that this whole month brings. So this is another surge in that new beginnings energy. And then on Wednesday, the 12th of May, we have a 13 universal month. And so 13 is the divine feminine number and the number of empowerment, life, death, rebirth. 12 is the number of learning. So you want to look for creative, unexpected solutions to anything today. Express yourself with ingenuity. Allow your inner genius to speak. You have a beautiful blend of determination and playfulness at your disposal. An element of surprise can also appear today. So you want to surrender and accept what appears. Organize your day and then let your imagination go. You are exploring limitless ways to express happiness, and you're creating a structured way to implement joy into real results. This is also echoed in the planetary connection, which we'll go into in a moment. This day is both practical and free-flowing. You receive answers to questions that may delight you, but always bring a sense of resolution. Your inspiration is terrifically amplified. So in the heavens, in the planets, we have Mercury trine Saturn, and this is also going to help you to create structure so that you can use your ideas to create real results. And you have great powers of concentration anytime these two planets come together. Perseverance, your mind is very thorough as you go into deep philosophical thinking and consider everything with a lot of patience. This transit favors business dealings. Your analytical abilities allow you to probe and get serious about a project that requires your mind to be fully engaged. Focus on the positive to make great progress. Your concentration is outstanding. Be patient and focus on the practical and the real. Seek input from a mentor. Remember, Saturn also governs mentorship. On Thursday, the 13th of May, we have a 14 universal date. So these two numbers are very much about change. 13 governs life, death, rebirth. 14 governs adventure, shifts, taking risks. So you want to be open and embrace the unexpected. You are experiencing both a transformation and a heightened sensual exploration. Many opportunities, some very exciting, are presented to you. So take a risk and explore them without fear. Communicate with originality. Share without setting limits. New boundaries are set today, but they're set in a way to allow you to be liberated. So your sense of joyful freedom is enhanced by the unexpected nature of the code today. genius ideas find an audience. So share your unexpected ideas. Share them in writing, music, or speaking. The sun sextiles Neptune, and so you feel extra sensitive, extra intuitive. You have great empathy. You're really open to others, sharing your sweet nature. And your intuition is also greatly enhanced. So your dreams are extra vivid and revealing. This connection between sun and Neptune enhances romance, creativity, imagination, spirituality, beauty. It's just a wonderful way to just immerse yourself in what feels loving. Friday the 14th has a gorgeous coat of love and sensuality exploration. So it's a wonderful date night. The 14th symbolizes communication through media and also exploring the five senses. And the number 15, universal date, is the spiritual alchemist. And it's very much connected to love and uplifting others through joy. So love and sensuality are enhanced. Be open to feel and ready to change your emotional attachments. Risk and responsibility merge today. You are devoted and you're open to change. So share your message freely and share it sensitively. Be ready to nurture others, but do so with an adventurous spirit so as to support their embrace of unconditional love. Your devotion to freedom is the key to your success today. The moon squares Neptune, and that means, again, your sensitivity is heightened. You may question reality. This is more a dreamlike sensation that weaves its way through your day. So take some time out. Get some extra rest if you can. It is a Friday. Maybe take an early weekend. Your emotional sensory perception is very, very strong. So stay grounded and add extra spiritual protection. This is a time to rest and not make important decisions. Use this enhanced creative energy in an imaginative way. Your imagination is really, really heightened. Beautiful music, beautiful art soothe any frayed nerves, as does nature, of course. Mystical experiences take you to faraway places. Sleep in, take naps, and you'll restore and maintain your emotional harmony. On Saturday, the 15th of May, we have a 16 universal date, and that means your awakening to your powerful gifts as an alchemist. 16 is a number of awakening to your intuition. 15 is the spiritual alchemist. So your inspirations are infused with passion and love. You feel magnetic and motivated by wisdom and compassion. Spend some time alone, rest and meditate, nurture yourself, because you're assimilating a new awareness. You're allowing new blessings to infuse your soul. Allow the spiritual alchemist in you to follow the promptings in your heart and magically stimulate your day with joy. Romance and financial flow are very favored today, as long as you approach each with serenity and calmness. In the heavens, the moon conjuncts Mars, which is a very passionate, energized feeling. You're more driven. You may be more impulsive. Your goals become really conscious. You have this focus, which just gives you a strong direction. And you feel free to act on your thoughts, emotions, and instincts. Sunday the 16th. Is a 17 universal date. So we have these two numbers, the number of inspiration and awakening merged with the number of immortality, 17. This can create tremendous results as your intuition guides you and then your leadership qualities take the ability to be in authority and take charge of a situation. So be open to changes and shifts. You're able to concentrate on your goals by forging a strong connection to source. Your power and vision join forces for tremendous breakthroughs. And any surprises that you experience are meant to stimulate you to manifest more of your divine mission. Leadership and spiritual awakening are your keywords today. If you receive sudden inspirational insights, be sure to manifest them because they will reap much success. The moon trines Neptune today. Again, such beauty. It enhances your psychic abilities, which is clairvoyance, claircognizance, clairaudience. You feel a much more delicate, light, sweet spiritual energy. The clairsentience, the senses are stimulated. Your dreams may intensify. You receive wonderful insights, and mystical experiences can also shift your perspective. Monday, the 17th, is an 18 universal date, so we have those two numbers, 17 being the number of immortality. 18 is the number of attending to your physical health and health in general, letting go, and resting more. So we have immortality and release. We have leadership and letting go. So you're surrendering and receiving and gaining a visionary perspective as a result. Loving authority is your keyword today. So take your goals, bring them to life with passion, move through the day like an emperor. You are the culmination of decision after decision. So be clear on what you're doing with your time and where you're heading. And definitely take some time, some extra time to rest. Now the sun trines Pluto today, and I love this transit because, first of all, it really enhances your ability to be so in touch with your intuitive awareness, with your guides, and you feel very empowered as a result, and your ability to impact other people is also very strengthened. So you're striving for success. You're totally invested in manifesting your deeply felt goals. Your confidence and self-assertion are really magnified. And this results in positive transformation, which is a key theme for today. So you can take on more of a leadership position in any part of your life, including your profession, can also be your personal life, which enables really positive shifts and a surge of confidence. Your determination for achievement is great. Studying mysterious topics or realms that uncover the unseen mysteries of life, such as astrology and numerology, secrets, right? This is really favored. So no matter what you do or invest your time on, you are going to the core of the matter. You're discovering the hidden truths, and you're making richly rewarding discoveries. This is a profound day of power, positivity, and inner prayer. So give yourself over to God. Surrender to your inner light.